Well, it is Friday once again, and nothing much happened in our town this week, except it didn't rain again. Then, of course, this was the first full week of June, and around our town, everybody is celebrating June is Dairy Month. Benny and Evelyn had an ice cream social over at their place last weekend. Benny built a new fire pit between the house and the barn. A big fire pit, must be 5 feet across. But you know Benny, if he does anything, it's going to be first class. Evelyn served homemade strawberry ice cream at the social. She had a good crop of strawberries this year, and that homemade strawberry ice cream was so good. Claude and Cindy went to several yard sales in Bridgewater last weekend. People were set up all along Main Street, as well as several side streets. Cindy found the top to a beautiful Tiffany lamp that was just gorgeous, genuine glass in various shades of pink and amber and olive green. Now she's just got to find a base for that Tiffany lampshade. She said, "I guess that means more yard sales this weekend." Mike went down to the lawn party at Grotto's last weekend. Great parade, and he said the food was fantastic. Mike said he saw some people he hadn't seen in quite a while. Yeah, the season for lawn parties is officially underway here in the Valley. Weir's Cave, they have their lawn party this weekend, and then Singer's Glen, June 15th through the 17th, Kieseltown, June 23rd and 24th, Mount Crawford, July 6th through the 8th, McGackiesville, July 20th through the 22nd, and that's just a few of them. Mike's going to be a busy guy this summer. Virginia farmers will be observing Virginia Agriculture Week all next week. State officials have declared June 11th through the 17th as Virginia Agriculture Week. They are encouraging consumers to shop for Virginia-grown farm products whenever possible and support your local economy by purchasing local farm goods. I suspect there's going to be a nice crowd down at the farmer's market tomorrow morning. There's some fine produce coming in from local farms. They say it's going to be a good year for blueberries. But the big event of the week was the ice cream social down at Benny and Evelyn's place. Is there anything better than homemade strawberry ice cream? And of course, we all know what my answer is to that question. Homemade peach ice cream. And we all know peach season is just a few weeks away. But some folks around our town say frost. It did a number on some peach trees this spring. The peaches in some areas are going to be few and far between, but that's okay because it only takes a few peaches to make homemade peach ice cream. Happy Dairy Month, everybody. And other than that, nothing much happened in our town this week. I'm Ish.